Hi, this is Anthony Turner from Transform Your Business. The other day I had the opportunity to be interviewed by Uncle Steve from Yarra Valley FM, and here's a few excerpts for you that I hope you enjoy.
I'm still interested in your business. Well, I mean, what made you become, what do you call yourself, a coach, a life coach, a business coach, transformer, what do you like?
I guess I'm a transformation specialist. My whole thing is that I really love helping people achieve their best.
Yeah.
In whatever format that is, and because my skills are in the business arena, then I've obviously connected myself into the business environment. And I guess what I've really come to realise with all the work that I've done over the last, 6 years full-time and 6 years prior to that on a part-time basis, is that there's probably a couple of main reasons why most business owners don't really reach their full potential. And one of those is to do with the fact that they're not clear about what their goals for being in business are, or even if they had them in the beginning, they've lost sight of what those goals are.
Yep.
And the second one is that they don't really understand or know what's going on in their business. I mean, they turn up every day, they do the work, but they don't understand the core numbers and the aspects of their business, of the various elements that actually are the building blocks for a successful business. And they're not They tend to work on a lot of the stuff on a day-by-day basis rather than these core elements, which are the ones that are the success-building blocks. So, yeah, what I've come to realise, I probably work with about 1,500 or 1,600 businesses now, and from all of those, I've come to realise there's five basic pillars that I call the success pillars. Yeah. And the first one of those is to know where you're at and to have the finger on the pulse of where you're at all the time. The second one is equally important, is to know where you're going. And like Mel was just saying, you know, and moving over to India and doing the work over there, you know, she's got a point of destination. She knows where she is going to on those trips. But a lot of business owners, they'll spend time and they'll plan with Mela a great trip in India, but they probably wouldn't give the same level of detail and attention to planning where they want their business to go to. So without a goal, you know, that wise old man Confucius once said, "Man without target hit nothing." The goal is paramount, because once you know where you're at, and you know where you want to get to, then we can work out the things like the finances and the marketing and the management systems appropriate to any individual business, and use the tools. And there are thousands of those tools, but to use the ones that are relevant to an individual business. And I guess where I come into the game is to help the business owners select the relevant and the most appropriate tools to take their business from where it is now to where they would like to get it to.
It almost sounds like it's a formula, a black and white formula that you can transform anybody's business no matter what state of tatters it's in. The real question is it possible to make a business out of any passion?
I believe it is, but it's not just about building a business out of a passion. I mean, there are structures. I mean, it's a bit like, you know, trying to have you or I walk around without a skeleton inside. Yeah, it's just not going to work.
No structure.
Okay, there's no structure. There's no supporting structure that to hold the business together.
Right.
And what I think often is missing in businesses is that skeleton, that supporting structure, which is the purpose of why it's going to be there. And then it's the fleshing out of that structure with, you know, all of the relevant tools and templates and things that they may need to actually make the business work for the individual. Because each person is individual and they each have a different need about how they would like their business to be run.
But let's stay in working on the business for a minute.
Sure.
Have you got a business plan?
Yep, sure do.
Is it dynamic, static? How old is it? Do you refresh it up every week, month, quarter?
The first chapter of my business plan I set about 5 years ago, and it's due to expire in December of this year. But each year I do a review of it to test the relevance of it.
Yep.
And also then I tweak it to actually keep it relevant and current to what I'm actually working in, the direction that I'm going.
Okay. Now, I know enough to know that you can work in it and on it.
Yes.
But the world in which we live and try to run our businesses are changing exponentially quickly.
Correct.
So I can see that people in your position who have got a good product to offer and know what you're doing are going to be in business for a long time. As long as there's external change, they'll always put strain on the internals. I wonder if we're going to get to the stage where the attraction of doing all this ourselves in our own businesses is going to take enough people out of corporate life because we feel that there's enough electronic facilities, enough capability and enough learning to run a satisfactory business on our own. I wonder how far it's going to go.
Look, I don't think we can ever predict how far it's going to go, but I was talking to a lady who was a copywriter today, who's speaking with her, her business now, if we think about the dynamic of what she normally would write, she's been writing for websites or articles or brochures and things like that. But I was reading an article just yesterday, and it was talking about the fact that, you know, a lot of organizations now are moving away from the standard websites. They're actually moving into mobile websites. Now, with mobile websites, you don't have the ability to do a lot of copy in those things. But what those organizations do is that they now all of their copy goes into social interactions. So things like your Facebooks and all of your social medias, those are now the driving tools to actually bring people into, to engage with people and bring people into your marketing. And it's changing the whole dynamic of how you market. I mean, traditional marketing is actually dying. It sounds bizarre, but, this article is marketing dead, and I'm beginning to think that maybe the traditional marketing is actually on the way out. And we've got to find, if you think back to many years ago when we didn't have the ability to connect, say, via internet globally and everything else, people communicated within their village.
Yep.
Or in their local environments. And, I think what's happening is that we are moving back to that style of communication, but on a global scale. We've now got the tools to do that scale.
And the other overriding feeling that I've got, and it's a tremor that I'm seeing all around me, and looking at the ads and the competition among life coaches and proponents of come and learn how to massage the internet better, is that the rate of change is so exponential out there that unless you understand and better than just basically how it works and how you can manipulate it to your own advantage, you won't get there. You might have your Facebooks and a few other things, but unless you're in a constant state of upgrading and watching and trying to get in front of the eight ball, you won't stay there very long. You get knocked off the Google page, the front page, very quickly, and da da da. So Gen Y should do well, shouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as Mel said, I mean, I spend an amount every month on search engine optimization for my website because I know those are the only tools that you can actually use to actually keep there and keep going up the rankings of Google and to be found. Because the reality is, if you go searching on Google, I bet you and most of the listeners never go past page 3.
Yep.
And there's a lot of money and effort that's required to actually get you onto page 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of organisations with big dollars to spend who are competing to get into that space.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Anthony, how big do you want to get?
It's a very interesting question. In my coaching business, not very big at all.
No.
I really enjoy having the ability to work with people who are looking to make a difference. So I typically work with one-on-one or with small groups because I find that's where I can get the most impact. But also, as Mel was saying, when you're doing the stuff that you love to do, that's where you get the most reward as well.
Yeah.
And if it starts to get too big and too commercial, I don't know, it becomes a bit like a machine and it tends to lose that sort of one-on-one connectedness to what I love doing.
Yeah.
And so I've made a very conscious decision to not to grow that big with that particular part of my business.
Yeah.
And there is another business venture that I have with other people, which that potentially will grow very large, but that time will be the answer to that one.